SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we make a stop at the Rio Nuevo Bay and later a parent month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Prep and primary school students, if you're between the ages of 9 and 12 years, you could be the next champion. Enter the JIS Heritage Essay Competition answering the question, who is your favorite Jamaican sportsman or sportswoman and why? Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, go to jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024 extension 2137 or send an email to heritageessay@jis.gov.jm.
Rio Nuevo is a river located in St. Mary that runs through the hills of the Gale community, meeting the Caribbean Sea in the Rio Nuevo Bay below the world-famous battle site. The stream is used for tourism and recreation along its three courses, but few people outside of the community are aware of the hidden value found where the river meets the sea. The team took a visit to the area to investigate happenings and see what the locale had to offer.
I'm Emmy Roberts, otherwise known as Terry. I do fishing for recreation. Yes, here's a good fishing venue, especially to the river mouth. But it's not all the while you do catch fish. But you have to try to test your luck.
Mr. Roberts hails from Gale. He traveled miles to find the perfect fishing spot. The bay offers a free beach where locals visit to bathe. Ramona Richards volunteers as a lifeguard and hails from Rocky Hill nearby. He says the area sees mostly Jamaicans.
Well, this beach is a beach that is a free and liberated beach. Well, locals, you know, tourists just come by over here, you know, every village for the kayak and the river rafting. You know?
We also stumbled on a mid-morning movie shoot.
We are just about wrapping up the scene.
We're filming one of the scenes of our movie 70x7, which we're doing in collaboration with Church on the Rock, Otterius, a faith-based Jamaican film, our third one, in fact. And we thought this was like the perfect spot. You know, you have sea, you have rocks, it shows off Jamaica, and it shows off more than pretty beach.
Writer and director Judith Fallon Reed and director of photography Michael Brown. The movie, 70x7, comes out in spring of 2017. The fishing bay provides the perfect opportunity for visitors looking for opportunities to bathe, raft, fish, and relax, all free of cost. The rocky shore lining the sky blue water also provides great therapy for the feet. The Vision 2030 Dashboard of Indicators gives real reports of the country's progress with easy-to-follow trackers that show which outcomes have been achieved and which are works in progress. To learn more, visit vision2030.gov.jm.
The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, wishes to advise its valued customers that its office in Portmore will be closed on Saturday, November 5, 2016, to allow staff to attend the funeral for a colleague. The office will reopen for business on Monday, November 7, 2016. PICA thanks you for understanding and apologizes for any inconvenience caused.
Now it's time to take tips on being a good parent. Don't try to fix everything. Give young children the chance to find their own solution sometimes. Lovingly acknowledge a child's minor frustrations, but don't immediately rush in to save them unless they're in danger. By doing this, you teach them self-reliance and resilience. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I am Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.